my folks took us by horseback into the Eagle Cap Wilderness area. I think I might have been in the second or third grade, and I caught my first salmon there, and a wild salmon, and that really hooked me on fishing and the whole outdoor world. And
was that a Chinook salmon?
Yep, Chinook.
And were you fly fishing?
Wow, did I tell you this story before?
I don't know if I've heard it.
I don't think I have, but that's pretty amazing you asked that, because I should tell you two stories. Because the first salmon I caught, well, I didn't really catch it. It was a big one, too, and I drug it out. I was just a kid, I drug it out on the bank, and it came off my hook, and it was flopping around. And I was afraid to go grab it, because my dad, he was, he had a good sense of humor, and he was joking as we're coming in. He told me these salmon could bite you. I thought it was going to bite me, so I was afraid it was going to get me, and it flopped back in and swam away. And I was all excited, so I went and told my dad, and he says, "Oh, I was just kidding." I thought, "Oh, So I ran back to the river. These two Chinook, side by side, probably 3 foot long, were coming up, and I could see them. And I cast out, and it was perfect cast. I mean, it landed right in front of this one salmon. And when that fish came up out of the water to take that bumblebee fly, just as the mouth was about to go down over the fly, I pulled back and missed him because I was too soon. Being a kid, I just was too excited. And then it got stuck in the tree behind me, and I couldn't get it loose. By the time I could climb the tree and get it, the fish were gone.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget it.